It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome to the Nolan Gym. Getting set for Raven Roundball, but first the invocation.
Keep us mindful of all who are not enjoying the peace, safety, and abundance in which we are blessed. May our thoughts and actions this evening and every day reflect our belief that you are Emmanuel, our God, with us. We ask this in your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Playing of the National Anthem. We're about ready to get underway, and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it's time for the second semester of the 23-24 basketball campaign as the Benedictine Ravens here in the heart of America Athletic Conference play host to Park University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, good evening, and thanks much for everything. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and tell you what, the Benedictine Lady Ravens were good in December. They're usually good in December, and in fact, this year, the Lady Ravens undefeated in December as they went a perfect 5-0, and they are accustomed to playing very, very well in this month. Matter of fact, sixth time that the Lady Ravens have been perfect in December. So, with that said, they are very, very good. Club of Interest and Answer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. A nice crowd. Keeping in mind, the students have not yet returned for second semester classes, but lots of family, friends, of people from the community and area all have turned out for the ball game here tonight. Let's take a look at the starters. What do you say? First of all, for Park University. Coming into the ballgame today, Park is 6-6, 3-5 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference under 14th season head coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. And tonight, Park is going to be starting Ava Drobniak. Ava is a 5'7" junior from Belgrade, Serbia. Taylor Shelby is a 5'7" senior from Chino Hills, California, out of Mount San Angelo College. You'll find 5'8" junior guard Emma Perry, hometown product from Liberty, Missouri, but having transferred in from Southwest Baptist. Nevaeh Spillman is going to be your 5'10" freshman forward. Nevaeh is out of Liberty North High School in Kansas City. And rounding it out, Michaela Artis. Michaela brings a little height into the middle at 6'2". She is a junior from Elton, Kent. So there you have it. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, BC is going to bring in the same look that we saw, well, pretty much through the first semester. You're going to find Kennedy Nicholson up topside out of Goddard, Kansas. Eisenhower High School, she's a junior at 5'6". Allie Kramer from Seneca, Nemaha Central product, a 5'7" senior. You'll also find Jennifer Jacobs out of Capon, Mount Carmel. Jennifer is a junior, 6'1". Aaliyah Raines from Meriden, Kansas. Jeff Westheim, she's a 5'8" senior. And rounding it out for Benedictine, also out of Nemaha Central, Riley Roddinghouse. She is a junior, 6'3". Park, the first club to get out on the floor. They are in their very traditional traveling maroon and gold. Think Washington Commanders, okay? How about that? For Benedictine, of course, the home white with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Artiste and Roddinghouse in the center circle. The ball is up, the tip away. Ravens are going to control it down, and we are underway in the second semester. Benedictine with a basketball around to the left side. Raines is going to take it way out on the elbow, comes out on top. Kramer steps inside, kicks it over to Roddinghouse. Wasn't quite ready for it, brings it back to the top side. Driving the baseline, the feed to Roddinghouse again. Her jumper on its way, rattles home, and Benedictine is on the board. Riley Roddinghouse will have her first two of the game. And BC, on their first possession, breaks on top 2-0. 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. Here's a running shot down the middle of the lane. It's going to be a long ball for Taylor Shelby. And Benedictine's going to come back the other way. Right side with it is going to be Raines. She'll start into the lane, brings it back out on top. Roddinghouse will go three. That was off the mark. And a rebound's going to be tipped around by Jacobs. It'll be saved by Benedictine. Baseline corner three. Got it, Kennedy Nicholson. This is Sally Kramer and the Ravens. Have jumped out early, 5-0. We are just about a minute into the game. Drobniak will come into the forecourt, and the Ravens put some pretty close defense on her. It'll be a foul by Kennedy Nicholson. Her first foul of the ballgame for either team, and they'll be put in play right in front of Benedictine. 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom. Park will have it topside. Taylor Shelby swings it around to the right to Emma Perry. Perry will work her way to the top. Back out on top, it'll come to Drobniak. She'll work over to the right side of the free throw line. Shot clock at 11. Park will take his time. Little seesaw maneuver. Now stepping inside the three. The shot is up for a long two. No good. Rebound out of play. Going to be off the shoulder of Jacobs. And it'll come back in play from beneath their offensive goal to Park. Shot clock gets reset to 20. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with an early 5-0 lead. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio. Guys game coming up in a little bit, so stick around for our doubleheader. Here's a spinning shot and a nice move in the middle by Michaela Artis. And she will have her first points for Park. It is 5-2 Lady Ravens. 8:20 to go. First quarter. Benedictine over to the right side. Raines will have a pull up, a dribble, comes out on top to Kennedy. Nicholson holding the ball high up overhead, straight away at the top of the key. Swings it over to the left side. Looking into the middle, Allie Kramer plays off the screen. Gets doubled up top side. Now she's in trouble. Little underhand pass to Jacobs. Nearly travels with it. Goes up, and there's a foul. No foul, but they're going to say the ball swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. Lady Ravens are going to have three on the shot clock when they put this thing in play. It'll be Allie Kramer to do the inbound work. Kramer, Nicholson, Jacobs, Reigns, Roddinghouse to Benedict in five. Looking to get it in, looking. It comes into Kennedy. Back comes. Shot for the baseline is up. Off the mark, no good. Rebound. Cleared away by Park. Emma Perry sweeps down the board and brings it up the floor herself. Comp side, Taylor Shelby. Now they'll feed over to the left block. Trying to back in is going to be Arches. Bat it out of her hands. Rescued by Spillman. Her jumper up and no good from about eight. And Benedictson is going to rebound it down. And Nicholson gets knocked hard to the floor, loses the handle of the basketball. Park will bring it back down. Jump shot short. Rebound, Archie. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Park with the basketball. Benedictson leading it 5-2. Lady Pirates around left side. Now a little daylight. Shelby will go in and Aaliyah Reigns will pick up a foul. Reigns coming in a little bit late and with a very strong move into the middle. We'll have foul number one. It'll be Raven team foul two. No fouls yet for Park. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Shelby, a 71% free throw shooter on the year, and that one is perfect. She will have her first point and trim the Benedictine lead to two. It is 5-3. Almost 3 minutes in. One more shot coming up for Taylor. She gets them both. Lady Ravens lead by one. It is 5-4 BC. Round to the left side is going to be Kramer. Now she's back into the free throw line. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. 3 minutes in. Out on top, Kramer. Allie will go three. Nails it. Oh, a pretty shot. Allie Kramer. It is 8-4 Benedictson. And the Lady Ravens with a couple of threes in that eight. Their ball is going to be stolen by Benedictson, and now they're going to say in the process of stealing the ball, Lady Ravens will step on a sideline. So BC is going to turn it back over. 6:51 to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-4 Benedictson lead here at home in Atchison, Kansas. Happy to have you with us. Women's college basketball here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Inbound play, the ball is loose, it gets away, it gets out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it back in from the 28-foot mark on the far side. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. And here comes BC. Lady Ravens up with it. Kramer with a little one-hand push past Roddinghouse. Jacobs back to the right side to Kramer. Top side, Kennedy. She'll step inside the circle, shake her defender, put up a long two that won't drop in. And a rebound taken away by Jacobs. Feeds underneath. Nicholson drives and scores. Kennedy Nicholson has five. And Benedictson goes up 10-4 at 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Now the feed over to the left side. Spillman has a shot blocked. And they're going to say a jump ball as Spillman had gotten the ball just off the left side of the rim. She goes up with the shot. Jennifer Jacobs is there, extends the arm, gets on top of the ball, and brings both the ball and the shooter back down to the floor. The official, right on the spot, calls a jump ball possession to Park. Benedictine is going to make a duo of substitutions. Coming into the ball game for the Lady Ravens is going to be Nicole Stork. Here's a little jumper from the left side for Park, up no good. And also in for Benedictine, it is going to be Lauren Dubert. Second shot missing, rebound range. Dubert brings it up the floor. Launches it to the right side. To three for Nicholson. Count it. Kennedy Nicholson. 8 points already. And it's 13-4 BC. We're at the 6 minute mark of the opening quarter. It has been all Lady Ravens. Here's a nice break down the floor. And Artis misses her shot. Rebound down. It's going to be Stork. Here come the Lady Ravens. Dubert. Runs down the left side, crosses over to the right, full speed pass down low, and Nicholson loses the handle on it, and I think Kennedy anticipated maybe that pass was really not intended for her, maybe for Jennifer Jacobs, but which is on without of Jennifer's reach. She dove for it, tried to rescue it inbounds, and couldn't get it hauled in. Going to come back to Park. From deep in the backcourt on the far sideline at 5:45 to go in the opening quarter, 13-4 is the Lady Raven lead. Park will bring it in. Taylor Shelby lobs it into the forecourt. The feet into the lane, and a little one-handed shot is going to be up and in. And as quickly as she comes into the game for Park, Marina Perdiguero puts it in. Here's a three. Dort from the outside. Nicole Dort hits a three. It is 16-6 Benedictine. 5:20 to go. Now the ball is going to be stolen by Nicholson. She's up court. She is one on four. Goes all the way to the rack anyway. Can't get it to Baum. Does not draw the foul. Park is going to rebound it down and take it the other way. We've got Angel Wiggins out there, a 5'4 senior from Kansas City, Missouri, out of North Central Missouri College. 5 minutes to go in the first, 16-6. Lady Ravens scoring a lot of points. Since you're on a 30-point pace in the opening quarter, that's a 120-point pace in the ballgame. They can't keep this up. Maybe they can. 4:50 to go. First quarter now, Benedictine is going to rotate out of the ball game. Both Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines. And now Park is going to get the opportunity to come in with Kate Sokolova. Kate Sokolova is a 5'11" sophomore from Moscow, Russia. Park with the basketball. Ravens with the lead. It is 16-6 Benedictine. Park will work left side. Bring it over to the left side of the free throw line. The dish back. The long two from the baseline. Nicely done. Knocking that one down is going to be Emma Perry. Her first point of the game. It is 16-8 Benedictine. Top side with it for the Lady Ravens is going to be Allie Kramer. All the way down to the baseline right. Josie Weiser loses the handle but is able to keep the dribble alive. And as she kept it going from basically on the floor, reaching in and attempting to steal, Kato Shelley will pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul by Park. BC putting it in play at the baseline. Right side, Josie. She'll go three. Wide to the right. Underneath it comes to Stork on the rebound. Out on top, Dubert. Lauren goes into the lane. Shot up very short. And out of bounds on the hop. It'll come back into the Lady Pirates. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the lead at 16-8. Now they're going to apply a little full court pressure on the inbound. Up the floor with it is going to be Jasmine Polk. Jasmine's a 5'5 sophomore from Baton Rouge. She came to Park out of Fort Scott Community College, and now they're going to turn it over. Back it'll come through Benedictine in midcourt. Allie Kramer, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Riley Rodinghouse, Nicole Stork. The 5 out of 4 for Coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens are on offense. The feed will come to the right side. Dubert's jumper from there is in. Lauren Dubert pushes the Benedictine lead back to 10 at 18-8. 4 minutes to go in the first. Down the right side, Lauren aggressively defending the upcourt play and bumps Angel Wiggins, picks up the foul. First foul for Lauren. Benedictine now team foul of 4 in the opening quarter. Park has committed only one, so for 3:53 to go in the first, Lady Pirates are going to be coming to the free throw line on each subsequent Raven foul. Caleb Shelby with a basketball, kicks it over to Wiggins. Wiggins back to Perry, goes from 13, missed it, rebound tipped out. Wiggins will recover her own. Back to the top, Shelby for 3, in and out, no. Rebound underneath Park, and now two Ravens reach in and tie up Wiggins. Possession arrow, Lady Pirates. Yeah, I thought it was going to go the other way. Okay, here we go. We've got it fixed now. It is going to be Benedictine basketball. They initially pointed to Park, but the scores table quickly gets that corrected, and Benedictine will have control of the basketball. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter, leading by 10. Nicole Stork has a top side. She'll start to the left, dumps it off down low, looking for Rodinghouse, who steps out of bounds. Going to come back to Park. Pirates coming into the ballgame today as a team that will force turnovers. In fact, they forced the most turnovers in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. In 8 games, they are forcing 18.9 turnovers a game. That is a lot. So their defense has been very, very good. Now they'll come down the court on offense. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's a three from the left edge. Chopped to Mark. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down Rodinghouse. Benedictine coming the other way. Here comes Kramer. Little crossover behind the back. Goes left. Cuts right. Spins into the lane. Puts it on top. Rodinghouse straight away. Three, no. And a rebound back down to Paradago. And down the other side. The driving layup is up and good. The bucket for Angel Wiggins. Her first point. And it's 18-10. Benedictine. At 2:40 to go. Spinning in, the shot blocked out of the hands of Allie Kramer. Clark's going to take it the other way. Lady Pirates going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. 2.5 to go in the first half. Josie Weiser providing a little defense out there on Taylor Shelby. Now the stop from the outside for three. It's up and no good. Rebounding it down, Allie Kramer. Benedictine back the other way. She'll outlet to Lauren Dubert, who takes the pass over her shoulder, pulls up for the running, jumps out and knocks it down. Lauren Dubert absolutely red hot. 2 out of 3 shooting the basketball. Puts Benedictine again up by 10. And we have 2 minutes left in the first quarter. A court pass knocked out of bounds by Josie Weiser. Benedictine set to bring Aaliyah Raines back into the game. Park's going to bring Ava Drobniak back in. But first, Park's coming to the free throw line. 2:07 to go in the opening quarter. It is 20-10. We've got a couple of free throws coming for Park. And at the line is Kate Slokalova. Kate's first shot, going to be a little short. Sokolova will have one more shot. And again, Kate out of Moscow, Russia, transferred in from Ottawa, Arizona. Second free throw, got it. And now they'll wave it off. They'll say it was a lane violation, so no second shot. And it remains 20-10, Benedictine. With 2 minutes of playing in the opening quarter, leading by 10. BC up the floor with the basketball. Nicholson, Kramer, Raines, Rodinghouse, and Stewart. The five on the floor. Rodinghouse swings it over to Raines, who's got a defender. I mean, Taylor Shelby literally draped over her back. I don't think Aaliyah is really keen on that. Fama's going to be on Shelby. It'll be her second. So 2 fouls in the opening quarter pretty much is a ticket to the sideline, and that's what's going to happen. Coach Cooper is going to pull her out of the game, and returning to the floor is going to be Angel Wiggins. Lady Ravens will bring it in. They throw down at the baseline, looking for Rodinghouse down there, and she gets detained. And by detained, I mean Marina grabbed her by the arm. For DeGuaro, will have her first foul. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. And right now, you've got Park playing very hard, very aggressively. They're beginning to pick up some fouls, and they're now at team foul 3. Minute 49 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the ball up 10. The feed into the middle. Kramer's 2 misses. There's a short jumper, too, about 6-7 feet away from the front of the rim. Drobniak comes down the floor, puts up her shot, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Raines. And again, Hunt's just aggressively just reaching and ripping at the basketball. And we're going to get another foul. This one is going to be on Kate Slokalova. Slokalova will have her first foul. And Benedictine will be bringing it in play. 1.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Started off high scoring, is tapered off considerably. Benedictine had 16 points in the first 10 minutes. They've got 4 in the next 8.5. Driving down the right side, Raines now changes direction, turns, spins, shoots. It'll come up short. Park will rebound it down. Outlet down the left side. It's going to go to Wiggins. Angel coast to coast. Behind the head layup is good. That was a pretty play. Wiggins for 4. 20-12, Benedictine. 1:05 to go in the first. Left side Raines, the uncontested three is too strong. and rebound. Pulled out with the Lady Pirates. Emma Harry will clear it away. And we've got 50 seconds to go in the first. Now swing it over to the left side. Get it there to Dromniak. She'll go into the lane. It's battered free. Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Nicholson. She is one on two. Slows it up. Top side it comes to Kramer. Kennedy for three. That one won't fall in. And on a couple of hops, it's going to go out of bounds into the park bench. Shot clock and game clock will be separated by 2 seconds as we are in the late moments of the opening quarter. Connecticut is going to make one and two and now three substitutions. Dubert comes back in. Jacobs comes back in and into the game for Benedictine for the first time. Tonight is going to be Riley Brueggemann, the 5'8" freshman from Lenexa. Here comes Park with the basketball. Wiggins to Dromniak. The feed to the left side of the lane. The shot misses. Rebound Benedictine. Here comes Dubert. Outlets it for Raines. Way underneath the goal. Feeds it back on top and Feezy's going to reset the offense. The driving shot, it's going to be up and in. I don't think Coach wanted her to shoot that quickly, but Riley Brueggemann says, I can hit that. She did. 5 seconds to go in the first quarter, and a travel by Park. Ravens are going to have it in play with three. So leading by 10, 3.3 to go in the opening quarter. Benedict will have it in play midpoint of the sideline in the backcourt. Brueggemann will let it roll all the way to midcourt, drives down the right side, puts up a runner at the buzzer. It's not going to get there, and we have come to the end of one. I'm out of the floor here at the Nolan Gymnasium in Angelton, Kansas. The score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 22, Park 12.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
After a quarter, Park is being led in scoring by Angel Wiggins with four and two apiece for Taylor Shelby, Emma Perry, Marina Pettigrew, and Michaela Hurtis for Benedictine. How about that opening quarter by Kennedy Nicholson? 8 points in the first. Four for Lauren Dubert, Nicole Stork hitting a three, and then two apiece for Riley Brueggemann and Riley Rottinghouse. Benedictine is going to begin the second quarter with, looking at them as they come out on the court, going to be Lauren Dubert and Aaliyah Raines. You've also got Riley Brueggemann, Jennifer Jacobs, and Kyra Misuraca. So Kyra getting her first playing time this evening. Park will bring the ball in play to begin the, oh, that's fine. Thank you, man. Park will get it in to begin the second quarter. 3-point shot up and no. Rebound tipped around. Jacobs clears it away. Jacobs over to Brueggemann. Up the floor she comes, going down the right side. Hopefully she brings the ball. She's looking down the floor constantly, confident in where the ball is at. Doesn't have to watch the ball, and she dribbles it. Scanning the defense ahead of her. 9:20 to play in the opening half, and now Brueggemann lobbing it over to Dubert, and it's going to get away. And out of bounds, back it will come to Park. 22-12, Lady Ravens out front. Nobody in any real foul trouble for Benedictine. Nick Kennedy Nicholson does have a couple. Also, Park has a player with two. That is going to be Taylor Shelby. And now, Park brings the ball in bounds and goes over and back right in midcourt on the far side. Once again, it will belong to Benedictine. Lady Ravens putting in a play. It'll be Jennifer Jacobs to do the inbound work. Up floor with the basketball. Going to be Brueggemann. Riley will go to the right side. Rain has it stripped out of her hands, picks it up, kicks it over to Kyra, lobs it back off on top. Brueggemann wants the three, does it. She's being defended by the five. Big size mismatches. Hart is 6'2" is in front of her. Now goes to Jacobs, who is tangled up. Did she travel? Yeah, she did. And again, Park is, let's be candid, Park is very, very aggressive, particularly defensively. That's why they forced the most turnovers in the conference. Benedictine coming into the game today, giving up an average of 63.2 points in the conference, third best in the conference. And right now, they've given up 12 points and we're over a minute into the second quarter, so that defense continues to really, really perform very well. What they've also done is limit Park. Park is an extremely good three-point shooting team. But Benedictine has held them to no three-point shots yet today. The up-court pass is going to be stolen by BC. Nicely done by Miss Yaraka. The driving shot missing, the follow shot missing, and the rebound by Artist and reaching in. They got to call a foul on Rain? Man, looked like she had gotten a hold of the basketball, but apparently they felt like she had gotten a little bit of the arm in with that, and Leah Rain will have her second foul. So both Kennedy Nicholson and Leah Rain with a couple of fouls apiece. Park is going to make a substitution that's going to make them a much bigger team on the floor. Taking out Angel Wiggins at 5'8" and coming back into the game with Kate Sokolova. She's 5'11". And now the ball is going to get away from Park down to the baseline. Benedictine is going to have it back in. Lady Raven, 9-25 shooting the basketball so far tonight. 36%, not red hot, but Park at 5-20, hitting only 25% of their shots, including 0-4 from outside for the Lady Pirates. BC will bring it down the floor, and as they get it all the way to the baseline, Lauren Duber is fouled by Michaela Ortiz. So Michaela will have her first foul. It'll be team foul one. Team fouls are even at one apiece. The official dashes down into the courtside cafe to retrieve the basketball. Lady Ravens are going to have a back end down to their baseline. Looking in. It comes out on top. Brueggemann. She puts up the three, hits the back of the rim, goes away, no good. Rebounding it down, it's got to be Park. Sokolova brings it up court herself. Puts it away on top, Taylor Shelby. They'll skip past left wing, give and go back to Sokolova, and their pass comes out on top, stolen by Brueggemann. Benedictine back up the floor with it, 7:49 to go. Brueggemann goes into the lane, right inside the free throw line now, finds a backdoor pass, hits it. Jennifer Jacobs, who goes up and in. Jennifer gets her first points of the ball game, and the Lady Ravens go up 24-12. 7.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. That was the first second quarter score for either team. Down the floor, it's going to be Dubert. Did she touch the ball last noon? Apparently, it had been touched by Taylor Shelby. Taylor's not real happy with the call. She felt like she had retreated and gotten back away from the ball far enough and quickly enough. But apparently no. Ravens are going to bring Kennedy Nicholson and Josie Weiser back into the lineup. The ball comes in. Brueggemann does the inbound. Topside Nicholson back over to Brueggemann. 7:20 to go. Little hook pass underneath for Miss Yaraka. Saves it. Kicks it back. The shot. No, they're going to say he got out of bounds before the shot, so Ravens are not going to get that opportunity. Benedictine probably not quite as sharp as they were in the first 5-6 minutes of the ball game. 7:11 to go in the half. 24-12 BC. They had forged a double-digit lead very early. Now Park's outlet pass. Looking for Artis, and it's out of a reach and out of bounds. Back up with it will come BC. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Jacobs, Miss Yaraka. For BC. Sokolova, Spillman, Shelby, Drobniak, and Artis. The five on the floor for Park. 6:50 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens with the basketball. The shot clock at 15. They'll go to the right side to Miss Yaraka. And she just powers in, bangs away the defender, hits the shot, and they're going to say draws a foul. So a chance at a three-point play for Kyra. I'm going to tell you what. she did not look like she was going to be denied on that play. She just went in so strong. Pushed the defender basically out of the way. And that is going to be the third foul for Taylor Shelby. And Kyra comes to the free throw line. Puts it on its way. There it is. Timer missed Uraka. Collects her third point of the game, and Benedictine increases its lead down to 27-12. It is our largest advantage of the evening with 6:40 to go. First half, and now we have a foul on the upcourt play. Not exactly smoothly played basketball, but it is very much first game of the second semester after a break kind of basketball. Driving down Park, goes left side, long cross-court pass, and now the three is up and in for Emma Perry. Emma hits the first three of the game for Park, 27-15. Over the right side of the lane, Miss Uraka tries to pass underneath to Nicholson, but getting a hand in there, Gromniak's going to bat it away out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Ravens. Joseph, I bet you're wondering if the people realize, and I think they do, that they're listening to Benedictine Basketball on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. I thought everybody knows that. Ravens are going to put the ball in play, and it is going to get away and be recovered to the backcourt by Josie Weiser. That was an alert play by Josie, who realized that it is not over in back. You can literally inbound it into the backcourt, and now we're going to get a foul over on the right wing. The whistle is going to be on Parks. Angel Wiggins. It'll be her first foul. Parks third of the second quarter. Shot clock goes back to 20. 6:09 to go in the half. Right now the game pretty much quit scoring. It's just a lot of pushing, shoving. Here's a shot from the outside for Weiser. Won't go down. Goes the 0-for-2 shooting in the early going of the ball game, and back up with it will come the Lady Pirates. Little crossover dribble from behind. The feed down to the baseline right. The defense by Jacobs is there. No room to get into the middle. Comes back off on top to Emma Perry. Now backing into the lane. Artis, a shot blocked by Missy Rock. It's going to go out of bounds. Touched by Jennifer Jacobs. 5:45 to go in the first half. The horn you hear is summoning Nicole Stort into the game for Jacobs. And Park will have it in with 11 on the shot clock at their baseline. So swing it into the right side. Wiggins way out on top now. It's going to be Spillman. Shot clock at 3, a 2, a desperation 17-footers off the rim. No good. Rebound, Nicole Stort. Now they'll double her up in the backcourt. She's in trouble, gets knocked to the floor, and Coach does a great job of getting a timeout there. And again, the aggressive nature of the Park defense nearly forced the Ravens into a turnover. But instead, Joseph, it puts us into a spot for a break. We're going to take it at 5:28 to go. We're in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 27, Park 15.
Only Taco John's Valueless menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Hey, so welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine is putting the ball in play from in the backcourt. And into the front half they come. It is a 27-15 Lady Raven lead. Pass across, stolen. Oh, that was a great defensive play by Navaya Spillman. And Park comes up with the basketball. Now the other way, Josie anticipates it. Makes the steal, drives, and shoots, and scores. Josie Weiser. That was a highlight reel kind of a play by Josie. She completes the steal and finishes with the bucket. 29-15, Benedictine. 4:50 to go. First half. Top side for Park. Gromniak. Eva goes left side. Emma Perry. Carry all the way around the right side. Defended by Brueggemann. Will turn it, shoot, rolls it around and in. So Emma Perry has 5 in the quarter. And, in fact, she has all of Park scoring in the quarter. 5 second quarter points. And we're 5.5 minutes in. Over to the left side. All alone. Set shot. Airborne. It's 3 for Brueggemann. 32-17, Benedictine. 4:20 to play in the half. The points were coming free and easy in the early part of the ball game. They have become much more difficult to get on the board here late. Here's a 3 from the outside for Park. Nope. Putting her head down and powering in. There's going to be another foul call. That's got Coach Folsom on his feet saying, she put her forearm up and shoved her way in. The official says that, yeah, she's coming to the line for a couple of free throws. The foul on the Kyra will be her first. She comes out of the game. Bradley Brueggemann is also out as the first free throw. Not going to go in for Michaela Arches. Benedictine has Nicole Stork, Josie Weiser. We've got Allie Kramer and Riley Rottinghouse with Kennedy Nicholson. The second free throw by Artis is good, and it is 32-18. Benedictine. Yeah, the Lady Ravens are going to bring Kennedy Nicholson out of the game, and we see Lauren Jubert back in. So Lauren Jubert in the game for BC out of Beloit, Kansas. Lauren comes off the bench and gives the Lady Ravens a lot of benefits, including double-digit bench scoring. She's averaging over 10 a game. Shot clock at 12. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Down it'll come to the baseline where the turnaround shot is up and a little bit short. Two Park players fight between themselves. Come up with a rebound. They'll race down the right side. Gets it over to Spellman. Comes to Wiggins. Underhand shot. Spins off the rim. No good. Rebound Stork. Stork throws an elbow. Wiggins kind of reels backward. No foul called. Into the forecourt quickly. Kramer. Now she gets doubled up. Kicks it over to Josie. And her three is no good. But let's see where this foul is going to go. It's going to be on Eva Drobniak. And again, it's getting very, I hate the overused term, physical, but they're taking a lot of people, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of contact inside. Here's the inbound, and the shot by Rottinghouse misses. And rebounding it back down for Benedictine is going to come Stork outside. Josie, she drains the three. Josie Weiser. Picking up her 5th point right there, making it 35-18. And for the Lady Ravens, up 17, their largest advantage. 2:44 to play first half. Drobniak for the basketball. Back over to Wiggins. Guarded by Stork. They'll come topside now to Kirsten Robbins. We haven't seen Kirsten in the game. Here's a little left-handed shot from Robbins. No good. Kirsten is a 6-foot sophomore from Platte County High School. Driving to the other end of the floor. The shot up for Kramer won't fall. Rebound Wiggins. She's up the court. 1-on-3. The ball's going to be slapped away from her. It's stolen by Benedictine's Lauren Dubert. Trying to get it back. It'll be slapped out of bounds by Drobniak. BC will have it in play. 2:11 to go in the opening half. Spillman will check out for the Lady Pirates. Perdiguero will come back in. Perdiguero is the 6'1" sophomore from Malaga, Spain. 2 minutes left, first half. Game has been dominated by Benedictine. Here's Josie for the baseline left. That three is a little bit short. And as the rebound comes down to Kramer, she gets bumped from behind. The ball gets away from her, goes out of bounds, and it will be off Benedictine. Kramer thought that she got pushed enough from behind that there might have been a foul called on Drobniak, but not what was happening there. And BC's going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound with less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. Drobniak has it in the backcourt. Ravens double up on her. It comes across the timeline. Emma Perry back out of top. Drobniak. BC defends her. Lauren Dubert picks her up on the player D. Back out on top. It'll go to Perry. They'll swing to the left side to Wiggins. Shot clock at 7, at 6, now at 5. The drive down to the baseline, and we're going to have a Raven foul with 2 on the shot clock. I don't think they were going to get a shot away. Foul is going to be called on Allie Kramer. It'll be her first, Benedictine. Team foul 4 in the second quarter. So Sean Collins goes back to 20 with a minute 29 to play, first half. They lob it way out topside. Kirsten Robbins. Right now Parks working the perimeter. All the way to the outside, around, back the other way. Now way up high between the circles. Shot clock again is down inside 5. Here's a runner. Oh, that was a pretty little shot in the middle. And it is up and good for the Lady Pirates. Give 2 there to Wiggins. He's giving the basketball. 1 minute left in the half. Kramer for 3. Can't get it. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be BC basketball. 30. Five to 20. Inside a minute to go. Here in the half. Ravens looking. Going to bring it in. Rodinghouse into the corner. The 3. Nails it. What a shot from the corner by Lauren Tubert. Lauren, 4 points in the opening quarter. 3 more there. And she's hitting half her shots. 3 of 6 shooting this evening. 38-20 Benedictine, now with an 18-point lead. Driving shot, knocked away from Wiggins. A foul, got to be on Josie. She was the closest player to the basketball. It will be her first foul tonight. Josie getting quite a bit of extended playing time this evening. She's been out there for half the game. Coming to the free throw line. Lady Pirates and step it up there. Wiggins free throw, no good. So Angel Wiggins at the free throw line. Second one is in. Wiggins, a 2/3 free throw shooter. There's 1 of 2 tonight, and it's 38-21. Shot clocked off. 20 seconds left in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball. Out on top between the circles, Rodinghouse, left side, Weiser. At the baseline, Dubert, 3. Another one! 3-point shot, Lauren Dubert. Back-to-back threes. 41-21. Driving down, a buzzer shot is up and good for Park. It's off the hands of Marina Paraduego, and we have come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. It is Benedictine, 41, Park 23.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Come out of the court to warm up, but I haven't seen any of that happen quite yet. Oh, we're going to have, we get some little kiddos out here to play, maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe that's what's happening. But while we figure all of that out, the ladies' teams have gone to the locker room, and Benedictine enjoys a 41-23 halftime lead. And here's the thing. Benedictine has played really, really pretty well. A lot of times, you know, you get that first game coming out of the holiday break, and you're a little rusty, Lady Ravens did not have a lot of that. Maybe a little bit, not very much, as we saw Park led by Emma Perry and Angel Wiggins, 7 apiece, 4 in the first half for Marina Paraduego. Michaela Artis with 3 and 2 for Taylor Shelby, but for Benedict and Wow, already double-digit scoring for Lauren Dubert with 10. 8 in the first half for Kennedy Nicholson. With 5 apiece, you'll have Riley Brueggemann and Josie Weiser. It was a 3-point half for Nicole Stork and Kyra Misuraca and Allie Kramer. 2 apiece, Riley Roddinghouse and Jennifer Jacobs. So Benedictine has put 9 players in a scoring column in the first half. Quick look at the fouls. Kennedy Nicholson and Leah Raines each with 2. No one else with more than 1. For Park, you do have Taylor Shelby suffering 3 personal fouls in the first half. So you got that. First half comparison, Park hitting 9 of 30 shots for 30%, but from the outside, only 1 of 7. So there have been 14% shooting from the perimeter for Benedictine. Shooting pretty well, 16 of 39. That is 41% and 44% from outside, 8 of 18 from 3-point range. Not a ton of free throws. Lady Ravens are 1 of 1. Park is 4 of 7. But Benedictine has kind of taken a page out of Park's book. Okay, we talked about during the course of that first half how Park is one of the leading teams in the conference at forcing turnovers by its opponent. Well, tonight it's been Benedictine forcing the turnovers. Park with 13 first half turnovers. Benedictine with 9. Rebounding almost identical at 21 and 22. So that all said, Lady Ravens came out of the blocks playing really, really well in the first half of the second semester. See what the second half has to share with us. But right now, again, teams out of the court. The Park team is warming up. The Benedictine guys, oh, they're down there watching some of the little kiddos play some half-court hoops. We're taking a timeout. Second half of the ladies' game coming up shortly here on Care Radio. Oh, yes, and don't forget the men's game with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. And it was the second half of our college basketball doubleheader. Again, with your halftime score here in the Nolan, Benedictine 41, the Park Lady Pirates 23. Back we go to our man Joseph, standing by, ready to go, finger on the button in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
'Tis the season for spending time with family and giving thanks for the many blessings we have for living in America. If you're looking for a second opinion about your retirement plan or would like to learn more about charitable giving ideas, give Hamada Wealth Management a call at 913-379-8690. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada and family wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2024. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then we will have Coach's Insight after that as we discuss the ACCHS, Atchison, JCN, Marhill Mount Academy, Oskaloosa, and McClouth programs. That is Coach's Insight following Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. On Friday, Tom Counts gets to hit the road and travel to Highland Park. We will be covering the Atchison High Phoenix Highland Park game. Scheduled tip-off time is 6 p.m. Again, these things can be a little bit variable, but I do believe that Highland Park, if memory serves, really starts on time for the most part. Coming up on Saturday, Tom again is on the road as the Ravens are on the road. We will be having the Benedictine Ravens at Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So join us for that game. It is a high noon game on Saturday for Benedictine Ravens basketball action. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the women's scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Happy New Year from Snap Fitness. Kickstart your fitness journey with no upfront fees. At Snap Fitness, they have state-of-the-art equipment, a supportive community, 24/7 access, and they help you feel fantastic. Now through January 14th, join for no upfront fees at Atchison Snap Fitness and see them for their tanning deals and specials. Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Oh, I do love Wednesday nights with the Heart of America Athletic Conference system, as most of the games do start at about the same time. Everybody's at the half right now. It is Central Methodist trailing Missouri Valley 49-47. Mid-American Nazarene has a lead on Baker 38-34. In the Culver-Stockton-Mount Mercy game, it is Culver-Stockton on top at 29 points to Mount Mercy's 25. Clark and Grandview are matching up. Clark is ahead with 8 minutes and 45 seconds left in the third at 39-25. And in the Graceland-Peru State at the half, it's Graceland 35, Peru State 32. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Lady Ravens at 41 points to Parks 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 24 with fog and spots tonight. Under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 38 with fog and spots early tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. 26 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Upper 30s Friday and Saturday with a chance for snow Friday. A dusting of snow Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It currently feels like 28 out there. The recorded temperature is 32.1 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 83%. The dew point 28 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.21 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game, 41-23, Benedictine in front. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, he's the guy who took such good care of you at halftime. That was Joseph. Thank you, sir. Tom Kautz in here courtside, and both teams are out of the floor. We're going through some free second-half warm-up drills. We'll be underway with the second-half pretty shortly, but pretty full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening to begin second semester play. Some of the games, they're all about halftime. Some of them are pretty close. Some of them are not so close. Pretty close games. Missouri Valley at halftime leads Central Methodist 49-47. Clover Stockton leading Mount Mercy 29-25 in a low-scoring business. And it's a 38-36 Graceland lead over Peru early third quarter. Less close, Clark up a dozen on Grandview. And in the middle of the third, you've got Mid-America, a five-point lead over Baker early in the third quarter down in Baldwin City, 40-35. And, of course, this one, the most one-sided of all games in the conference at this point. Lady Ravens leading 41-23. And we're about ready to get underway here with the second half. For Benedictine, looks like it's going to be that original starting five out there with Kennedy Nicholson, Mallie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Rottinghouse. For Park, Ava Drobniak, Container Shelby, Emma Perry, Davaya Spellman, and Michaela Arches. Lady Ravens will put the ball in play to begin the second half. We're back underway. Happy to have you with us. The guys' game, of course, coming up after this one. So do not get away. Beautiful pass down the right side, cutting down the side of the lane and laying it up and in. The assist will go to Rottinghouse, and the bucket belongs to Allie Kramer. She's got five. Benedictine goes up again by 20 at 43-23. Baseline shot right side, no good. Offensive rebound underneath by Arches. Follows up, no. Gets your own rebound. Follows up, no. And another rebound for Park University. And they're going to keep the ball alive. 9:20 to play in the third quarter. Lady Ravens by 20. Way out topside with a Drobniak. She'll bring it out on top. Here's a three off the rim two times. No good. And the ball's going to get away out of bounds. The shot clock could have been reset so that horn is to be ignored. But it's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Park. Allie Kramer goes into the courtside cafe where she retrieves the game ball and we're set to put it back in. Again, Park is going from left to right here in the second half. Inbound, shot from the top for three. No, rebounded off the floor. Followed up, yes. Tobias Spellman, her first point of the game. Finnegan leads it now 43-25. And up floor with it, Kramer. Lobs it left. Kennedy goes three, hits three. Kennedy Nicholson, third three of the game. 46-25. Benedictine now a 21-point advantage. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens coming into the game here tonight. Tell you what, they are in a great spot of the conference. Currently at number three behind 12-0 Clark and 12-1 Grandview. Benedictine in third spot at 9-4. Here's a little following shot by Emma Perry. She's got nine. And it's 46-27. Coast to coast. Kramer beats across down to the baseline. Trying to get it to range, but it'll be intercepted and stolen away. Drobniak all the way down the floor. Puts up a runner that misses and rebounded down by Kennedy. And now these two teams just running, running. Kennedy goes to the other end. Misses the layup. Rebound taken down by Jacobs and in the battle for the loose basketball, a foul by Emma Perry. So it'll be Perry's first foul, first second half foul for either of these teams. Again, back to the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's basketball schedule and standing. Clark 12-0, Grandview 12-1. They are number 4 in the nation and number 22 in the nation, respectively. Benedictine is 9-4. Missouri Valley is 8-3. Central Methodist 7-5. And here's a shot from the left side. Good! Jennifer Jacobs for two. JJ has her fourth points of the ball game. 48-27. And again, a 21-point BC lead. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Drobniak goes left side. Little teardrop shot with the left hand. It's going to be up and good. Give the point to Tobias Spellman. And give a timeout to Coach Cooper. Taking a break with the Pirates. We're at 7:21 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine, 48. Parks Lady Pirates, 29.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Well, while classes here at Benedictine may not be underway, certainly the second half of the basketball season is not only have we begun here this evening as the Lady Ravens are going to bring it up the court. Coast to coast goes Kramer as she goes all the way to the rack. The defense says, wait a minute, we're not going to let her just have free reign running down the floor. Foul is going to be on Michaela Artis. It'll be her second and the team second at the line for BC. Holly Kramer. Holly has 5 points tonight. She's a 70% free throw shooter. Hits that one. Anyway, back to the point that after the games today, we're right back at it Saturday. And there's a full slate of games once again. Second free throw. Got them both. 50-29, Benedictine. 7:11 to go in the third quarter. The Benedictine Ravens, of course, are going to be in Mount Mercy. You'll hear them live here on Cure Radio. Ladies game at noon. The guys at 2 o'clock. One of the longer trips. There are, matter of fact, three such noon and 2 combos Saturday. Also, you'll have Culver Stockton traveling to Baker. Here's a little back door, and the shot missed. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Also at noon, Clark at Missouri Valley. So those are the 12-2 games Saturday in the conference. The 2-4 o'clock games, Park will go to Central Methodist, back-to-back road games to start 2024 for the Pirates. Curry State goes to William Penn. Here's a shot up by Kennedy, no good. And Mid-America up 35 Highway to Graceland. 6:15 to go in the third quarter, 50-29, Benedictine in front, Park with a basketball, and Lady Ravens have got a duo sitting at the scorer's table, ready to check in. Passed over to the left block, and now the crossover, the shot is up and good, and Nicholson commits a foul. Kennedy's third foul of the game, and that was a really nice play for Ava Drobniak, and her first points of the game. Chance at a three-point play. And Benedictine is going to make four substitutions. Kramer comes out, Jacobs comes out, Nicholson, and also Rottinghouse coming out of the game. 1 free throw coming here for Ava, and there it is. She'll hit it. 3-point play for the Lady Pirates. It is 50-32 Benedictine. Just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So Benedictine 5 now. Riley Brueggemann and Lauren Dubert. Aaliyah Raines, Nicole Stork, and Kyra Misuraca. BC will come forecourt with it. Brueggemann to the left. Drives all the way to the rock. Back out on top. Kyra from about 17. That's a straightaway shot. A full step above the free throw line. Misuraca has 5. 52-32 BC. 5.5 to go third quarter. And on the upcourt play, getting in a little bit late, we're going to have a whistle. And is there going to be a foul? No, they're going to say she slapped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. So it'll come back in again for Park in front of their bench. Having just checked in, Angel Wiggins will inbound it. Angel's played well. Coming off the bench, he got 7 first half points. Here's a little hook shot from the left side, and somehow it goes in. Okay, I'm just gonna say it out loud. Marina Pritiguaro's shot was not a pretty shot. It was kind of a hook shot. It was kind of flat. It was just ugly. But you know what? It went in. So aesthetics aside, it was a great shot. And as that happens, we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Folsom. And Benedictine, taking a break. Joseph, let's do it with him. What do you say? We've got 5:21 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. The score here in Atchison, Benedictine 52, Park 32.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
I'll tell you what, Benedictine has done a lot of really good things, not the least of which is shooting the basketball, okay? And, well, Park is 1 of 10 in three-point shooting. Benedictine, and Josh Pound texts me up here and reminds me, they are shooting at a tremendous rate, 9 of 20 three-point shooting. That's 45%. And in 7 games this season, Benedictine never made 8 three-pointers in the game. They're already at 9, and we've still got over half of the third quarter to go. And the officials are down at the scorer's table, and apparently they're, I don't know if they're reviewing the book. 52-32, I concur with the score. 5:21 on the clock. I suspect that is within split seconds of being accurate. So I'm not sure exactly what the issue is. Now they're going to go over, and whatever the thing is, it's something that Coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. had requested because they report their findings to him. And the ball is going to belong to Park. They'll put it in play from deep in the backcourt where the Lady Ravens are going to provide some full court pressure. Of course, the pass will come, taken by Pettigrew. And over to the right side with it is going to be Emma Perry. Perry defended very hard right in front of the park bench, doubled up there, is able to get rid of the ball, and Coach Cooper says, wait a minute, this isn't going very well, and he's going to take another timeout. Joseph, they're practically back-to-back, but we're going to enjoy him. 5:07 to go in the third quarter. Ravens 52, Lady Pirates 32.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
See what Coach Cooper had in mind as he took that timeout with his team holding the basketball directly in front of the bench. And Park will bring it in. 11 on the shot clock, now down to 10. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They'll drive across the right side of the lane. Maybe an extra step, reaching in, tying up the basketball. Nicole Stark, jump ball. It'll come back to Park with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Raven defense has been good. They've given up 34 points in, what, two and a half quarters. All right, it's going to come into Park down to the baseline beneath their goal. Skip comes in, quick shot goes up and misses. The long rebound is going to be just slapped out on top where Pirates are going to control the back down. The shot clock goes back to 20. And now it's handled by Wiggins. Angel goes into the lane, pulls the defense in, kicks it over to the outside, but waved that shot away. We're going to have a Benedictine foul by Aaliyah Raines. So Aaliyah will have foul number 3, and that is going to earn her a quick exit. So as Raines comes out of the ball game, uncharacteristically still without a point yet tonight, Josie Weiser returns. Josie has played well. She's coming off the bench. She's scored well. And now on the inbound, before the ball ever comes into play, we're going to have a foul by Kyra. Miss Uraka, foul number 2, as a Park player goes sprawling to the floor. Slides across the lane. And Park will look to bring it in again. Out on top, it'll go to Perry. She stands at the free throw line. Dishes right side. Look into the middle. No room. Back out on top. Wiggins dumps it into the corner. Herguayo to Wiggins, shoots, misses, rebound, Benedictson, clear down to basketball, it's going to be Brueggemann. Here comes Riley, straight down the middle, and pushes over. What a beautiful left-hand look-away pass, and Makaira could not handle it and could not get the shot to fall. That was a brilliant pass by Riley Brueggemann. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Park back up forward to basketball. Perry will have it top of the key, first to the right, then to the left, dumps it over into the corner. Baseline jump shot from there is going to be air ball short. Rebounding it down is going to be BC. Brueggemann outlets to Josie. Turns, shoots, can't get it to fall. Rebound, great hustle down court by Nicole Stork. Players on the ground, and they'll say it's out of bounds off the Lady Ravens. Matter of fact, they're going to say it goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called on Nicole Stork. It will be her first. It is Benedictine's 5th. And so for Park, this is the thing they need, a chance to score some points, because they have not scored a lot tonight, trailing Benedictine 52-34. So they will come to the free throw line. A couple of shots for Angel. That one's up and good. Wiggins with 8 points, and she's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 3 out of 5 from the floor. This one, got them both. Wiggins hits a pair. It is 52-36. 3:50 to go. Benedictine hasn't scored in a couple of minutes now. Here's a dish pass right side. Mr. Rocca gets it and plus one. Kyra posted up nicely. Just in the front and to the right side of the rim. Got that pass, went up strong, drew the foul. The
foul is going to be on Perdiguero, her second. Perdiguero commits the foul, and the free throw will not go in for Kyra. It is 54-36 Benedictine. The upcourt pass is going to be slapped out of bounds by Riley Brueggemann, and Park will be putting it back in again from the far side. And I got Coach Cooper bringing players in and out. The crowd's pretty peaceful. Not a lot of racket going on. Benedictine has been kind of cruising along with his near 20-point lead. Here's a shot from the outside, missing, and with three defenders around her, Kyra comes down with a rebound. Now Riley will drive it the length of the floor, goes up, and it won't roll in, but she's coming to the line for two. Riley Brueggemann. She will absolutely challenge the defense and attack the basket on the drive down the floor. Splits those defenders, and that one, it just danced on the rim. Looked like it might have been going to fall in, but as it trickles away, and as she tumbles to the floor, but gets up and is okay. It'll be a couple of free throws here for Riley Brueggemann. Riley has not had a ton of free throws this season. In fact, one of two coming into the game tonight. I'll have to do some math to see what that percentage is. First free throw won't go in. Riley with 5 points so far tonight. 2 point shot in the opening quarter, 3 point shot in the second. Looking for her first second half point, and she'll get it right there. Continues to be a 50% free throw shooter, putting the Lady Ravens ahead now, 55-36. And we're at 3:14 to play in the third quarter. But again, Benedictine has been floating along here. They've been leading by 16, 18, 20, 22. Park has not really challenged him much. Here's a nice shot from the left side by Michaela Hardis, her fifth point of the game, 55-38, as we're now under 3 minutes to go in the third. Way out topside. Now they'll feed into Nicole. Back out Brueggemann. Here's Dubert. She'll start left, holds it up. Shot clock's at 8. Dubert will go for the long shot. Nope. Rebound on the floor. Rolling around Park. Comes up with an angel wicket. Down the left side. Looking for some help. She's got Perry. Kicks it to her. Shot no good. And the Ravens commit a foul. You can see that play develop coming down the floor. Wickens had come up with the basketball, was racing down the left side. She had a trailer coming down the opposite side, down the right side of the floor, and was able to swing that pass over to her. Now Perry couldn't hit the bucket, but draws the foul, and her first of two free throws is good. So Emma Perry is in double-figure scoring. She is the first Park player to do that. She has 10. And Benedictine going to go with what we call the fresh five. But it's really the old five. It's the starting five coming back into the game as Emma Perry hits both free throws. 55-40 Benedictine. 2:26 to go in the third quarter. And back into the game for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Rottinghouse. Aaliyah Raines, Jennifer Jacobs, Allie Kramer. Allie up floor with the basketball. Tell you, it is a tremendous luxury when you can have five really good players out of the court, and then you go ahead and put all the starters back in. I mean, that is a depth of bench that not a lot of schools are able to duplicate. And Lady Ravens, that's been a big part of their success, I believe, is having so many players that they can depend on and look to, and yeah, that's been big. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good for Park Emma Perry. Emma having a big game. Now, she's at 14 points. It's 55-43. 7-0 run for Park. Ravens will go to the baseline. Feed it across. Nicholson will go three. Missed it. Rebound Jacobs. Stripped out of her hand. It's on the floor. Park's going to save it. Here come the Lady Pirates with a minute and a half to play in the third. Here's about a 12-foot hook shot. Won't go. Rebound Artis follows up. Twice off the rim and in. Michaela Artis. 55-45. Ravens have seen 11 points swing back the way of Park. Here's a shot from underneath that's going to be in for Riley Rottinghouse, and that Benedictine scoring drought has ended. 57-45, and we have a minute to go in the third quarter. So Park went on a long, long run, 9-0 run against Benedictine. And now we're going to stop play and square up that shot clock. So let's reset the numbers, shall we? 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot clock gets reset to 30. Benedictine leading it by a dozen at 57-45. The ball coming in, playing in the backcourt. Looking it in. It's going to come to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs on the floor with it one time, and it quickly, promptly gets it back to Allie Kramer. Skip pass left side. Green holds it up, gets double teamed, feeds across, and it's going to be stolen now that Reigns goes to the floor, and they'll say she's been fouled. Whistle is going to be on Kate Sokolova. I've got her for a couple of fouls now. Lee Reigns at the free throw line for Benedictine and gets it. And with that free throw, has collected her first point of the game. One more shot coming up here for the senior from Jeff West High School in Meriden. This one is airborne, in and out, won't happen. Rebound, saved in. No, they're going to say that Jacobs stepped on the baseline in an effort to try to track that ball down and get it back in play. So with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter, Park will put the ball in play, trailing by 13. Here comes Ava Drobniak out of Belgrade, Serbia. A lot of international students on this Park team, and Park does tend to have, it feels like, a lot of international students. Here's a nice running shot from the right side. It'll be up and in for Angel Wiggins. She's having a nice game. Also now in double figures with 11. 58-47. Benedictine by 11. They're going to get the last shot of the third quarter. 12 seconds, now 11. Jacobs gets it back. Kramer, 7 seconds. Feeds underneath. Rottinghouse misses the layup, but draws the foul. I think maybe she was looking right in the eyes there of Michaela Archison. Michaela has quite a bit of size on her, to be very candid. Coming to the free throw line, Riley Rottinghouse. Riley with 4 points. First free throw's up, and she still has 4 points. 2 of 5 from the floor. 1 rebound. Second free throw, neither of them are good. And here comes Park. And the shot at the buzzer off the backboard, no good. We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball, where it's Benedictine 58, Park 47.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Farron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Farron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Farron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Hey, Joseph in the studio. Great work, man. Tom Couch with here courtside. Benedictine. Lady Ravens leading, going to the fourth quarter, 58-47 for Park. A pair of players hit double-figure scoring at this point. This Emma Perry has 14 and 11 so far this evening for Angel Wiggins. For Benedictine, also two double-digit scores, as Kennedy Nicholson has 11 and Lauren Dubert with 10 points. For BC, what do we have here? 5-10 players. Thanks, man. 10 players in the scoring column. Kyra Misuraca has seven. Allie Kramer has seven. Riley Brueggemann with a half a dozen. Five for Josie, JJ, and Riley Rodinghouse with four apiece. And three for Nicole Stork. Amelia Raines with 8 points so far tonight. Benedictine is going to go to the fourth quarter, putting a starting five out on the floor. Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Rodinghouse, and we're underway in the fourth. Guys game coming up at about 7:30 here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And 8 seconds into the fourth quarter, we will have our first foul of the quarter by Park. Ravens are going to bring it back in. It's going to be knocked away from Nicholson, and it's on the floor, and it's rolling around, and players are diving on it, and the Pistons are going to jump in, break it up, call a jump ball. Possession arrow, Pirates. 9:46 to go in the ballgame. Here's one thing about Park. They have never thrown the towel in on this thing. They have trailed by as many as 21, according to my count. And yet, they have battled hard, and they have fought back, and they've taken this thing now down to an 11-point differential. They cut it to as few as 10. Here's his 14-foot shot, in and out, no good. Rodinghouse rebounds it down and gets it away to Kramer. Still high school teammates from the Thunder. Here's a driving shot for Kramer, and as she goes up with the left hand, the defender comes across to reject the shot, commits the foul. And that is going to be the fourth foul by Michaela Artis. And is Michaela coming out? She is not. So Artis will stay in the game with those four fouls, and the first of two free throws will be up and good for Allie Kramer. Allie picking up her 8th point right there. It's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Park making a substitution or two. Benedictine is going to stay with that starting five. Rodinghouse, Raines, Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs. One more shot coming up for Kramer. Got them both. 9 for Allie Kramer. It is 60-47 Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the game. Now Artis is going to check out. And Kate Sokolova is in. Ravens are applying a lot of pressure on the upcourt play, but Punk's able to get it across the timeline. Little trouble. Driving into the lane. A wild running shot is up and missing. Rodinghouse will sweep it down, and Benedictine comes back up the floor. 9 minutes to go in the ladies' game. Little hook pass underneath the rain. Speeds in the middle of Jacobs. She'll twist and turn. Jenner, teammate, open topside. Never saw Allie Kramer, I don't think. Brings it back down low. Now Nicholson for three. Rattles it down! That is the fourth three of the game for Kennedy Nicholson. 63-47. And at 8:40 to play, Benedictine is pushed back to a 16-point lead. And with some pressure in the backcourt, the force Park to turn it over with an outlet pass. BC will have it in at midcourt on the far side. Coach Cooper continues to rotate players in and out of the ballgame. Raider Raven head coach Chad Bolson still keeps the starting five out there and let them get a little more time, probably. And again, it'll be BC at Mount Mercy Saturday at noon. Here's a driving shot. Kramer for two. She drove the baseline from the left side, lays it up off the back of glass, and good. 65-47. And we're at 8 minutes to go in the game. Over to the left side, Emma Perry for Park. Top side, Drobniak. Gets it to Angel. Wiggins kicks it back and travels with the ball. So Angel kicked it back to Perdiguaro. But the travel happened prior to that. Here comes Benedictine. 7:45 to go. The Ravens have led this game from the start. Down up 2-0, 5-0, have never trailed, have led by as many as 21. Here's a three, Kennedy for her fifth three-point shot of the game. 68-47. Wow, Kennedy Nicholson, what a great, great outing she's having tonight. This is the way you'd like to see her. Oh, she's going for another three. Could she? She can! Kennedy Nicholson, it's another one! Wow, this is shades of being up at the pin, Jim. The last Lady Raven set the most threes in a game. We'll talk about that when we return. But right now, Park looking to stem the tide, takes the timeout. We're going to do it with 7:15 to play in the game. Benedictine 71, Park 47.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Minutes and 15 seconds ago in this women's college basketball game, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens enjoy a 71-47 lead over Park. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch over here, and Kennedy Nicholson putting on a display. She is now at, what, 6 3-point shots? I believe the record is at 10 or is it 11? We'll pick that out here in a little bit. Find somebody who's got that record. Here's cross-court pass batted away by Rain. Comes back off on top. Kennedy Nicholson, 6 of 9 three-point shooting tonight. And we've got 7 minutes to go. Park is taking a little air out of the ball. They're slowing this thing way down. They'll go to the right block, spin, little hook shot, partially deflected by Mr. Rockin. Here comes Benedictine. Nixon racing down the floor, dumps it over to the right side. Dubert will go three. No. Rebound tipped around it. It's on the floor, and it's going to be saved by the Ravens and then stolen back by Park, and we will get a foul on Jacobs. So what happens when the ball starts bouncing around and rattling around and going pretty fast? So Jennifer Jacobs collects that foul. It is her, what, third tonight? And Jennifer will come out. We've got Riley Reed in the game for the first time tonight with 6.5 to go. Now the Ravens with a steal. And before she can get rid of the ball, Lauren Dubert is going to be fouled. Lauren had a teammate cutting undefended to the goal and was going to be able to kick it over to her for a very easy bucket. But instead of that, Drobniak is going to pick up her third foul and her team's third of the fourth quarter. Benedictine with the ball leading at 71-47. Back over to the right side. Miss Iraka passes in the middle. Two Lady Ravens together collide. One defender between them is going to be Drobniak. And they're going to call her for the foul. It'll be her fourth. So Ava Drobniak. And a Belgrade, Serbia, collects her fourth foul. So you got a couple of players for Park now with four fouls each. Benedictine is going to bring it in. Comes out on top. Nicholson goes three. That's another one. Kennedy Nicholson. That is her fourth three in the fourth quarter. 74-47. 6:05 to go. Here's a runner up and good. Drobniak has five. 74-49. Inside six. Nicholson feeds it across. Rain backing in. No room. Bounce pass. Dubert over to Kennedy. She'll go three. Oh, that one didn't go down. And I think everybody in the house thought it was going to. I kind of did. Kirsten Robbins for Park with the rebound. To Emma Perry and out on top, Taylor Shelby. 5.5 to go in the ball game. 74-49. Little bounce pass comes off on top. Perry, then over to Drobniak. It's up and good. She's got seven. 74-51. Park not going to go away. With 5:13 to play And now the ball loose to the baseline, and Benedictine will recover it. Going to run the offense a little bit. Here's Miss Hiraka. Dribbles twice, changes direction, goes up with the left hand, can't get it to fall. Inside, five to play. Benedictine by 23. Now the ball's stolen. Here comes BC. Riley Wade, the assist, and Lauren Dubert, the score. Dubert with a dozen. 76-51. 4.5 left. Benedictine just played very, very well here tonight. They've shot well. They've rebounded well. They've been aggressive to the ball. Here's a nice shot up and off the window and good for Taylor Shelby for Park, her fourth point of the game. 76-53, Lady Ravens. And we're down to 4 minutes to go. Guys, game coming up after this one. Probably won't start at 7:30, but it's going to be not far from it. So don't go away. Men's college basketball coming up next. Head coach Chad Folsom goes to the bench, and we're going to get to see some of the young Lady Ravens into the game. You got Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska, the 5'8" sophomore who's checked in. We're also going to get Ayanara Morbidoni into the game, the 5'11" junior from Argentina. In the backcourt, you've got Brueggemann and Dubert. And Reed at the free throw line, and up and in. Or rather, Riley Wade at the free throw line. She hits one of two, makes it 77-53. And we are down to 3:50 to go in this ladies' game. Park with the basketball on left side, Angel Wiggins. A spinning move, the driving shot, it's up and good for Angel Wiggins. She's at 13, 77-55. 3:40 to go. And for BC, a little patience probably would be called for. But instead, here's a three launched, and it's going to be off the mark. Lauren Dubert just couldn't pass up that open long shot. Didn't get it to fall. Here's a three on the other end. It's going to be very wide to the right side. And Riley Wade will rebound it down. Benedictine back up court with it. Ravens have numbers over to the left side. Stepping inside, they'll come back off on top, spinning in, backing in, twisting in. Doing a nice job handling the basketball, Brueggemann. He's over to the block, driving the shot. It's going to be up and good. Ayanara Morbidoni for two. 79-55 BC. 2:45 left in the game. Benedictine going to improve to 10-4. Hook shot in the lane. Rolls around and in. Kirsten Robbins for Park. And as that bucket goes in, we're going to get a timeout. But hang on, Joseph. I don't think they're going to call anybody to the sideline. No, that was just Coach Folsom calling a timeout to make yet further substitutions as we're going to bring Danielle Heyman into the game. Danielle's a 5'6 freshman from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Haven't seen her play a lot, but I always like saying Ypsilanti. There's a lot of really good basketball players from teams that we have seen. Not necessarily Benedictine players, but a lot of the Ravens' opponents have had really good players from Ypsilanti. Matter of fact, Marymount, guy's team, Coach Cochran, he used to recruit that Detroit area really, really well. And he would always seem like have two or three guys from Ypsilanti on that, those Spartan teams. We get a foul by Benedictine with 2:04 to go. It will be awarded to Shea. How about that? We got Shea Lewis out there. Shane Lewis for Benedictine. Just to keep everybody in the loop. It's a 5'9" freshman from just up the road at Union Star, Missouri. whom she had played maybe in the Midland Empire League up there. I don't know, maybe. Inside 2 minutes to go. Lady Ravens with the basketball and a 20-point lead with less than 2 minutes to go. Driving the two-handed layup is up and good for Riley Wade. 81-59. Right side, shot off the window. Nope. Rebound. Morbidoni, and then she gets tied up. Jump ball. And Ara Morbidoni gets tied up. Possession arrow to Benedictman. And the Lady Ravens up the floor. Here comes Shea. Lewis will take it over right elbow. Gets it there to Bauman. Left side it goes to Heyman. Right out on top for the minute 15 left. So you got Riley Wade with the ball. Top side, Morbidoni. Skip pass to the right. Thinking about three, but instead stepping inside the circle. The shot is going to go up and won't fall in for Benedictine. And here comes Park. Jasmine Polk is into the game now. Jess is a 5'5 sophomore from Baton Rouge. 50 seconds to go. The three launch missing. The long, long rebound saved by Park. Followed up and put in Emma Perry. 16 points for Emma. 81-61. Benedictine, again, going to get the double-digit wins with this one today. Here's Wade. Dishes left side to Lewis. Top side from three. It's up and good, Riley Wade. 84-61. And the shot clock is off. Park will bring it up. And if they take a shot and Benedictine comes down with the ball, they will hold it and run this thing out. We'll see if Park takes a shot. Certainly they will. Here it is straight away. It's three. It's short. And it's going to go out of bounds. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 84, Park, 61. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Guys, teams are out of the court, warming up. their game coming up here before too long, but a quick recap of the big win for the Benedictine women here this evening, 84-61 over Park. A recap of the scoring, first of all, for the Lady Pirates, pacing the way, a great game. Emma Perry with 16 and Angel Wiggins with 13 lead the way for Park. 7-9 for Michaela Arches and Ava Dobniak, each with 7, half a dozen for Marina Paraguego. It was 4 for Taylor Shelby and Nevaeh Spellman, and 2 tonight for Kirsten Robbins. For Benedictine, wow, all you have to say here is Kennedy Nicholson. 7 of 11, 3-point shooting, 23 points tonight for Kennedy. Couple figures also for Lauren Jubert with a dozen, and 11 for Allie Kramer. Benedictine got 7 tonight from Kyra Misuraca. Riley Wade coming off the bench, scoring a half a dozen in the fourth quarter. 6 also tonight for Riley Brueggemann. Thank you. Josie Weiser had 5 this evening. With 4, you had Jennifer Jacobs and Riley Roddinghouse. 2 tonight for Ayanara Morbidoni, and getting on the board, Amelia Raines with 1 point this evening. Kennedy Nicholson, 7 of 11, but you got to remember that while 7 is incredible, and she hit 4 of those back-to-back-to-back in the fourth quarter. Still the Lady Ravens scoring record. Not that, as it was 11 three-point shots by Lady Raven Jordan Kloster. So Jordan with a huge game for BC just a handful of years ago. You'll remember Jordan from Omaha. Anyway, Lady Ravens, double-digit wins now. They go to 10-4, 8-2 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. For Park, their record at 6-7, and now 3-6. We mentioned the guys. Teams are out of the court warming up. We're going to be back. Men's college basketball coming up next on Care Radio. Again, the final score, Lady Ravens 84, Park 61. We'll return to the Nolan for the guys in about 15 minutes. But right now, back we go to Joseph in that world-renowned Care Sports studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.